सची सुखारणाम The uplifting avatar of the Kali Yuga, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's, the most intimate associate, most worshipable, Shri Srila Rupa Goswami Charan. We are hearing from his Shri Shri Stavamala book, from the second Chaitanya Ashtaka and second Shloka. He is saying, Shrimad Mahaprabhu, he's having the darshan of Mother Ganga and the lotus feet of his mother Sachi. As he was on the way from Nilachal towards Vrindavan. So in this eagerness to go to Vrindavan, he was going through Bengal. And on the way he would meet thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And all of them, all of these people were so attracted to the Prem Avatar, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he reached Shantipur, walking by foot. And he was performing Harinam Sankirtan on the way. And he was chanting the glories of Shri Krishna, telling all glories to Patita Pavan Shri Krishna. So in this way he was glorifying Krishna. And in this way one beautiful Leela he manifested. He immersed everyone in bliss of Prem. Even be them like the very sinful, the low entities of the Kali Yuga. He performed the leela of uplifting them all. So while performing this leela, he was going further. And also, he has taken away, he has stolen the grief of his mother, Sachi Devi.
Udanjat Martanda Dutihara Rukula, Udiyaman Surya, Je Prakara Arukti Mo Dekha Jai, Je Prakara Ranjito, Je Taas, Vai Buhir Paas.
The cloth that was tied around his hips, Hisanya's cloth, was effulgent and reddish like a rising sun. So he was very beautiful in this sannyas cloth. May this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dev, may He bestow His great endless mercy upon us all. So yesterday, while commenting on this shloka, we mentioned about this, how Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he took away the grief of his mother Sache. Mother Sachi asked Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that he takes Neelachal as his residence.
Sriman Mahaprabhu Pratibatsar Par Priyo Jagadanandaki Navadipi Mata Nikote Pran Kurechen.
And every year Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would send Shri Jagadananda Pandit to visit his mother in a Navadvip Dham. So that we also mentioned yesterday.
Jagadananda Mahaprabhur Parampriya Parshado.
Jagadananda is the most dear associate of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Navadvipi.
So Jagadananda in Navadvip Dham, he would stay in the house of Mother Sachi.
Sati Mata, Tar Hasti Mahaprabhur Padatto, Jagannathir Prasadadi Arpan Kore.
So Jagadananda, when coming to Mother Sachi, he offered the Mahaprasad that Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu sent for her. And Shri Jagadananda offered Dandavat Pranam at Mother Sachi's lotus feet. So when having the darshan of Jagadananda, Mother Sachi was in such a condition that it's been described that the surface of the ocean of her heart was immediately starting rising up. The waves of sadness because of her son, who took sannyas, started rising on the surface of her heart. Her voice was choked, her throat was choked. She couldn't speak, she couldn't say anything.
Kanchen, আনন্দের মস্তকে ওই হাত বুলাতে বুলাতে অস্ত্রধারায় ভাসছেন মাতা।
She would just cry and cry, putting the head of Jagadananda's head with her hand, she would caress his head and just keep crying and crying.
Mayer Vaikulya Darshane Jagadananda bolchen mato.
Having such a darshan of Mother Sati, Jagadananda told, O Mother, fix your mind. Asking Mother Sachi to calm down, Jagadananda Pandit was telling that your son spoke so much about you. So he started narrating. One by one, Jagadananda told everything that Gauranga Mahaprabhu told. And he said, O Mother, your Nimai is not experiencing any difficulties. You should not be sad because of Nimai. We are all taking good care of him. And he is constantly absorbed, he is constantly diving in the ocean of Krishna's prem. And the days he is spending in great bliss, in complete bliss of doing the Krishna Kirtan. And by hearing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. In this way, he's spending his days and nights. So you should not worry about him. And when he comes to external consciousness, amongst all the things he is saying, he is speaking mostly about you. Speaking about you, he would start crying. He would tell, I won't ever be able to repay my debt towards my mother. She is my mother, she gave me birth. To serve her is my own dharma. But I gave up the dharma by taking sannyas. So unfortunate I am that I destroyed my own dharma. He would speak like this. And all of us, we are taking care of him, we are serving him. Hearing this, Mother Sachi was quiet for some time. And then she told, O child Jagadananda, don't speak like this to me anymore, like this. I'm very unfortunate, isn't it? My son took sannyas and he went away. And now I'm suffering the pangs of separation from him. My life is so painful, but still somehow I'm remaining alive. I'm experiencing so much pain, so much grief and suffering. It seems that Creator arranged my life in such a way that I would just suffer and feel grief. Thus, I surrendered the wealth of my eyes to you. So now you take good care of him. Serve him. And take care that he doesn't experience any difficulties. This is my request upon you. And some way or other, I'll be remaining alive and continue my life. And Jagadananda Pandit told, O mother, don't worry. We are all the time engaged in his service. Hearing the words of Jagadananda, Mother Sachi became pacified a little bit. And then Mother Sachi took some Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu sent, that Jagadananda brought. So she entered the inner quarters of the house to give that Mahaprasadam to Sri Vishnu Priya. But then opening the doors, she saw that Sri Vishnu Priya was lying unconscious on the ground. Her face was effulgent as a moon. And her hair was disheveled. So Vishnu Priya, she was lying there, and her cloth, her face and her hair, it was all wet in tears. So seeing Vishnu Priya in such a state, in such a condition, lying there unconscious of the ground, Mother Sachi started crying loudly.
কল্যাণীগণ মাতার শ্রী উচ্চ ক্রন্দনের রব শুনে সব ছুটে এলেন।
And all the ladies from the neighboring houses, hearing the loud cries of Mother Sachi, immediately they gathered, they came to Mother Sachi. They saw that Jagadananda came. That the daughter-in-law, Sri Vishnu Priya, she was lying there unconscious. And that Mother Sachi was crying. So the ladies immediately started helping Sri Vishnu Priya, trying to regain her consciousness. And they were also trying to console further, to pacify Mother Sachi. And Mother Sachi, she distributed the prasad of Lord Jagannath that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu sent, that Jagadananda brought. And Mother Sachi, she was still keeping crying and crying. So the ladies, they were trying to console both Mother Sachi and Sri Vishnu Priya, and also to make arrangement for Jagadananda's meal. So it seems rather that now, as consoling Sri Vishnu Priya, that Mother Sachi, she now made arrangements for Jagadananda's meal further on. So in this way, Sri Jagadananda Pandit, he stayed at the house of Mother Sachi for a whole month, and then later he, taking the blessings, permission of Mother Sachi and all of the devotees, he would go back to Neelachal, and like that, he would come every year from Neelachal to Navadvip. So one time, as he was visiting, coming from Neelachal to Navadvip, from Mother Sachi's house, he went to Advaita Acharya.
তিনি জগদানন্দকে দেখে আর একটি অদ্ভুত প্রহেলি বলছেন।
So Jagadananda, seeing when Advaita Acharya saw Jagadananda, he told one amazing praheli or riddle.
Baul ke kuhiyo loke hilo baul, baul ke kuhiyo hate navikai chaul. Baul ke kuhiyo khaji nahi ko aul, baul ke kuhiyo iha kuhiya si baul. Prahedika sune aar Jagadananda hasse.
Hearing this prahelika, Jagadananda started laughing.
Jibhavya apni বলছেন তাই প্রভুর কাছে বলবো।
All right, the same way as you told it, I will convey it to Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Jagadananda সেখানে থেকে এলেন।
So Jagadananda left, he went from there.
সতীমাতার সান্ত্বনার কথা, ভক্তদের কুশল সংবাদ মহাপ্রভুর চরণে জ্ঞাপন করলেন তিনি।
So he conveyed to Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu how he consoled Mother Sachi, how he was meeting with the devotees, all the messages he conveyed. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was sitting, surrounded by all of his associates. And then Jagadananda told the Dvaita Acharya's riddle to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That the madman met all the other people met too. And now there is no need for that item that he brought, there is no need for it on the market anymore. That there is no need for his work, for his job anymore. His work is done. That there is no one else who can be given the gift, because everyone else is already maddened. There is no other recipient of that what he has brought, of the item that he has brought, because everyone is already mad. Mahaprabhu smiled a bit and then in a very grave mood he told, all right, that's his instruction. This is all that he told and then he remained quiet. Hearing this riddle, Shri Swarup Damodar, he was also overwhelmed.
Prabhu,
he asked Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I'm not able to understand this riddle at all. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, Advaita Acharya is a very powerful pujari.
Agam Shastrir Vidhi Vidhani Kusal.
He is very expert in the methods of worship.
Pujalagi Devotare Kore Abahon.
As he is starting puja, he is inviting the Lord to appear.
Ar Pujalagi Kotodin Kore Nirodhon.
And then for some time, for days, he is performing the worship. And now when the worship is done, when the worship has been completed, he is asking the Lord to go back. And then he told, but still who can understand, his mind is incomplete. He is an expert in creating riddles. So even I myself, I'm not able to completely understand the meaning. But he actually did tell everything. He explained it. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu actually gave the explanation of what Shri Advaita Acharya meant by that riddle.
উদ্দেশ্য সমস্ত বিশ্ব জগতে প্রেম দান কার্য।
In other words, Shiguranga Mahaprabhu told that Sri Advaita Acharya, with his loud cries, he invited him to appear because the leela of distributing prem was to happen. And now the distribution of prem has been completed. There is no one else there to receive prem. All the moving and non-moving entities, everyone has already received prem. So now when everyone storages are full with the items that are required, so there is no need for those items on the market anymore. So there is no need for further work. So this leela of distributing prem has been completed. So by my loud cries I brought you. But now you're spending the time in Gambira just in a deep pains of separation. This is why I'm begging at your lotus feet. If you consider that your work has been done, if you so desire, now you please know that you have my permission. I'm asking you then, whenever you desire, you please may leave back, you may go back. This is what Sri Advaita Acharya told by his riddle. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami told that from this day on the mood of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has changed. He has dived even deeper in the feelings of separation from Krishna. He was deeply immersed in the feelings of separation from Krishna. And he would chant the varieties of the shlokas, and in this way Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mind and heart dive deeply in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in her Divya Unmad, in Prem Unmad, in the feelings of her madness in love. Speaking about these points in the shloka, yesterday we told, that Shripad Paladev Vidyabhushan gave also another meaning of the shloka. So another meaning that Shripad Baladev Vidyabhushan gave is that this shloka also means that Lord Vamanadeva appeared to bring bliss to Indra. So how this understanding comes, where does this meaning come from? It's derived from the understanding that the word Makava, which in this first explanation would mean the fallen, the sinful living entities of Kali Yuga, this word Makava can also mean Indra. It's another name of Indra. So this is why another meaning of this shloka is that in order to help Indra, Shivamana Dev appeared. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we can find that the shloka is there, that some say that Krishna is Naranarayan. Some say that Krishna is Vamana Dev himself. Some are telling that Krishna is Vamana Dev, some say that he is Naranarayan. Some say that he is Kshirodakashai avatar. None of this is impossible, and all of these are truth statements. All of this is true. So Indra is Vamana Dev's elder brother, as Vamana Dev was born also as a son of Kashyapa and from the womb of Aditi. So the meaning is that Shivamana Dev, he brought bliss to Indra. So commenting of this shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami, where it was mentioned that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he brought bliss, he immersed all, even the most sinful living entities of Kali Yuga, he immersed in bliss, and he took away the grief of Mother Sachi. So now this word Magava, that would mean the sinful living entities, the fallen living entities, now is taken to mean Indra. And Mother Sachi is taken to mean Lord Indra's wife, Sachi Devi. So in this way, Srila Baladevi Debhushan commented upon this shloka. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Leela of Shivamana Dev. In the 8th canto and 28th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this Leela of Shivamana Dev has been described. That Vamana Dev appeared in order to help Devatas. He appeared in the form of Vamana Dev or a dwarf. Then he accepted Upavitam.
Punnita grahan korar por tini shunlen je somosto muni rishigon tara ওই বলির যজ্ঞে বলির গৃহে তারা অশ্বমেধ যজ্ঞ আরম্ভ করেছেন।
So then he heard that many munis and rishis they gathered at the residence of Bali Maharaj and that they started one great Ashwamedha Yagya.
Vamandev chole gelen seikhane.
So Vamanadev left to that place.
Bolir
He went to Bali Maharaja's Yagyashala. When these munis and rishis saw Vamanadev, they perceived his effulgence that was strong as a sun. All of them were thinking, does it mean that Surya Dev himself appeared? Did he come to have darshan of our yagya? So effulgent transcendental body and limbs of Vamana Dev were. So in this way, Vamanadev appeared. He went to this Yagyashala of Bali Maharaj.
Vamandev, tar jyoti, kanti ebong prabhav darshan kore, tar Bali Maharaj, tini tar shripad padma dhoto bollen.
Having the darshan of the effulgence of Vamanadev and his pleasing beauty, Bali Maharaj came and he did abhishek of Lord Vamanadev's lotus feet. Completing the abhishek, he took Charanamrita and sprinkled, he put it on his head. Then he gave the asan to Vamanadev, seated him. So then Bali Maharaj told that we are all blessed by your sudden arrival and your darshan here at the Yagya. Seeing you, I'm considering that you must be here in order to beg something. So please tell me, what do you need? Whatever you want in this earth, in Svarga, whatever kind of wealth, gold, kingdom, whatever you desire, I will give it to you. Hearing the words of Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev was smiling. He was mildly smiling. And he was beaming of satisfaction being pleased with Bali Maharaj.
Vinna Maharaj.
He told, I'm very, very pleased with you. In your kingdom, there are all the great, great munis and rishis. You are descendant of Prahlad Maharaj, you are his grandson. You're very dear Bhakta of mine. So in this way, Vamanadeva expressed his satisfaction with Bali Maharaj. Then he told Maharaj, but what I need is just a little thing. I'm asking you to give me just 3 steps of land. I have these small feet. Just 3 steps of my feet. Then I will sit there and I will perform bhajan, sadhana, my worship. This place that you give me, it will be here at your kingdom. So this is your kingdom, so please give me this land so that I can sit at my own place and perform bhajan. Bali Maharaj was hearing Shivamana Dev. So Bali Maharaj told, I'm amazed by hearing your glorification and also now to hear what you are asking for. So again, Bali Maharaj asked that you please, you do ask for anything that you need. Whatever you would need, I'm ready to give to you. If you don't do so, then my mind won't be satisfied. And then Vamanadeva answered, look, Maharaj. So he told, so whatever I need, I ask for that, and I will be satisfied with that much. If someone is not satisfied with the little bit that he's been given, he won't be satisfied, such a person won't be satisfied even with whole kingdom. If someone has the desires, material desires, there is no end to them. Even such a person would possess all the earth and all the kingdoms, all the wealth, but still such a person won't be satisfied.
Asai vastu.
Desires are like that. But the one that is satisfied, he is just satisfied in himself without a cause. Such a person would be satisfied with even simple 3 steps of land. Even with that much.
Bali Maharaj, apnar ja iccha.
So Bali Maharaj told, all right, whatever you desire. You want only 3 steps of land? All right, I will give them to you. Whatever you want. In that moment, the Guru of Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya, appeared.
Maharaj, ki sarpanas kulle tumi.
And he told, oh Maharaj, what a great disaster, and what a great disaster did you put yourself into. This is not an ordinary person. The one that you are seeing in this form of Vamanadev, the dwarf, this is Lord Vishnu. In order to help Devatas, he came here begging from you. Because you are possessing earth and you are possessing Svargaloka. Being conquered now, the Devatas, they are in distress and they are wandering here and there. This is why Vishnu appeared as a brother of Indra. Bali, he will steal everything from you. See, you think you're seeing that he just has a small feet. But with just one step, with one foot, he will take whole earth. And with another foot, he will steal all Svarga from you. So where shall you give the place for his 3rd step? You don't understand his crooked question, like what he's asking for? He will expand in such a way that he will cover everything that you have, so you won't have anything anymore. How shall you give him the 3rd step then? If you won't be able to fulfill your promise and give him the 3rd step, then you will have to suffer in hell. And you still didn't give him anything by now. Better say not. So further he said, look, when some game is taking place, when the rules are not right, then it's all right to tell lies. So now it doesn't matter really if you would say yes or you would say no.
মহারাজগুলি পৃথিবীর কথা একটু চিন্তা করলেন।
বালি মহারাজ remained thoughtful upon the words of his Gurudev for a little while.
Hey
Gurudev, he came to me, and he may be a Vishnu, he may be whoever, but I can't reject him, I cannot say no to him. I can't say no to him. How fortunate! He rejected even his guru.
Bhagavad bolen guru no sosyat, sajanu no sosyat, janani janako no sosyat, janani no sasyat.
Srimad Bhagavatam is telling this.
Daivam atasat jatna samupito uddhare samupito mrittum. মৃত্যুময় সংসার থেকে উদ্ধারের উপায় যিনি না করেন,
if someone is not able to save his dependence from the cycle of birth and death, to save him from the cycle of birth and death,
তিনি গুরু হয়েও গুরু নন,
even if such a person is a guru, he is not a guru, he is not worth of that position of being a guru. Being a relative, still such a person is not worth being a relative. Even if someone is a father that gave birth, the seed-giving father, still he is not worth that position of the father. Even if someone is a mother, the one that was carrying the child in her womb, but still she is not then worth of that position of being a mother. If someone is Deva, he is not worth of that position either. Thus they should be rejected. Someone may become a guru, but what about that?
তোমার মনোভাবে বিরুদ্ধ কথা, ধর্ম বিগর্হিত কথা উনি বলছেন.
If he is telling something that's not right, he is speaking against the Shastra.
অতএব তুমি যে গুরুবাক্যে অনাদর করেছো তা নয়, এইটি এখন দরকার.
So it's not inappropriate to reject such a person because he is not a guru anymore. He is not worth of that position of being guru anymore. In comment to this, it's been told, that if someone is not able to save, to uplift the person in the moment of death, to save the person from the cycle of birth and death, that although someone may be a guru, but such a person should be rejected because he is not worth of that position of guru. Like Shukracharya, Bali rejected him. If someone is a relative, that he is not a relative. As example of Vibhishan, his relative was Ravana, but he rejected him and he took shelter of Ramachandra.
কেমন
Even if someone is a father, the seed-giving father, the life-giving father, but he's also to be rejected, as Shri Prahlad Maharaj did. He ended the relationship with his father, he rejected his father.
Jini garbhadharini hoyo mata non, take tag korte hobe.
Even if someone is a mother who carried the child in her womb, but she also should be rejected because she is not worthy of that position, being a mother. As Bharat rejected Kaikeyi. Because she also spoke against the Lord. So further, even if someone is a deva, he also should be rejected. He is not worth that position of a deva. And the example is given of Katvanga Maharaj. He was helping devatas in their fight against asuras. And then devatas told, "Oh Maharaj, you helped us so much. So if we don't gift you something, if we don't give you something, our minds won't be satisfied. So then they told, please take something from us. So Katvanga Maharaj told, "That's all right, I helped you. You are the devatas, you know everything. I'm just a simple living human entity. So if you would be kind and tell me how much more of my life is left, then I would be able to arrange my life accordingly." Then they were thoughtful for a little while and then they answered, "Oh Maharaj, with great sadness we have to tell you, you don't have much more time left. Just one muhurta of time is left. So in this way, Katvanga Maharaj, he immediately left the higher planetary systems, Svarga Loka, because that's the place of enjoyment, that's not the place for bhajan. So he returned to his kingdom, where actually the karma kshetra is, his dharma kshetra, his karma kshetra. So in this way, just within one muhurta, he was able to reach the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Govinda. He was performing bhajan with great eagerness. If someone performs bhajan with such a great eagerness, that even the Hari Bhakti, it's been told, is something very rarely obtainable, very hard to obtain. If it's such a hard obtainable thing, it will be very easy to obtain. So in this way, the Maharaj reject, that was appropriate thing to do. So then Shukracharya, he became angry and he told, how unfortunate, I came here to help you and you rejected my advice. So he cursed Bali Maharaj that you may lose everything. So still Bali Maharaj, he accepted the curse and he was ready to fulfill his promise to Vamanadev. Then his wife came. So the wife of Bali Maharaj, she brought the water in the golden jug and she also did the abhishek of Shivamanadev's lotus feet and she put Charanamrita on her head. So further, Bali Maharaj confirmed his promise that he will give these three steps of land. And now this ceremony of gifting, these three steps of land started. In that moment, the form of Lord Vamanadev started expanding and expanding. So in this way, with one foot he covered whole earth, with another foot he covered whole Svarga. So his foot from Bhuvan Loka up to through all the higher planetary system, it reached Svarga Loka. And there, Lord Brahma, he washed the foot of Shivamanadev. So in this way, the Ganga appeared. So loudly, the huge form of Vamanadev is calling and telling, give, O Bali, fulfill your promise, give me the third step. So Bali Maharaj, he has lost everything. Where shall he give the place? What he can offer now? With one step, he told now, O Lord, with one of your steps, you took my earth. With another step, you took my Svarga. I don't have anything anymore.
Amar, amar.
So now his wife, Bali Maharaj's wife of Vindhyavali, she told, why are you again and again telling my earth, my svarga? Everything is his. This is all his. The only thing that's left with you is your own head. So give that as a place for the third step to be made. So in that moment, Sri Prahlad Maharaj appeared. The Lord Vamadev, he was very pleased having the darshan of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. He started glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. So after offering the prayers and glorification of Shri Vamanadev, Prahlad Maharaj told, he told, this son of my son, this grandson of mine, Bali Maharaj, is certainly like myself. He's offering such a wonderful service to you. And then Vishvaksena and also Garuda, they came and they tied Bali Maharaj. Everyone started lamenting, seeing how Bali Maharaj now, he was bounded. He gave all the earth, all the svarga, and now he ended up tied up like this. And then Lord Vamanadev told, look, Prahlad, you are very dear to me. And anyone who is related to you is also very dear to me. He did so much service for me. He offered so much to me. So I'm not going to punish him. It looks just from the point of view of ordinary people that he's bounded now. But I'm going to take him now to Sutala to give him residence there. He will stay there. And wherever he stays, I'm going to be his doorkeeper. And if someone would ever desire to have my direct darshan, they can find me there at his doors. Up till now, he is there. And when the time for Indra Savarni Manvantar comes, then I will give this post of Indra to Bali Maharaj. He will rule the kingdom of Svarga. So now, in this way, the Lord put his third steps, but in a meanwhile, actually, there was a question. The Lord now made two steps. So where is the third foot with which he will be making the third step? So then, if you don't have the third foot, oh my Lord, you made the steps with your two feet, and then whatever I had, you took with it those two feet. So then, there is no need for anything anymore. But by the Lord's desire, from his belly, the third foot has appeared. No one has a foot coming from his belly, but this was a naturally appearing foot of the Lord. Oh my Lord, but by your own desire, the third foot of yours is coming from your belly. So then please make that third step by putting your foot on my head. This is the only possession of mine. So then Lord Vamanadev put his third step on the head of Bali Maharaj, and in this way he took him to Sutala. So in this way, Lord Vamanadev gave the residence at Sutala Loka to Bali Maharaj, and he became his doorkeeper. So this is now this another meaning given. Then this word Magava means Indra, and Sachi here means the wife of Indra, whose name is also Sachi. So in this way, Sri Vamanadev appeared to steal everything for Bali Maharaj, and in this way bring bliss to Indra and take away a grief of his wife Sachi. So this personality is no one else than Sri Sachinandan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, as the shloka describes, all the avatars are present in the form of the Lord. So in this way, in Shri Krishna, all the forms as Naranarayan, Vamanadev, Matsya avatar, etc., Yuga, Manvatar, avataras, all of them, they are present in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So the latest form in which the Lord Shri Krishna came is this form of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where he took the mood and the hue of his dearest, and he appeared in Kali Yuga. So our Goswami Pad is describing further in the next shloka this point of Lord Shri Krishna accepting the mood and the hue of his dearest. So by mercy of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we'll hear about this tomorrow. And today our Bhagavad Katha concludes here.